Can we do the flag salute? If you would, I pledge allegiance
to the United States of America and to the Republic of the nation under God, indivisible, with justice for all.
This is the August 31st, 2020 virtual public meeting of the Planning Board of the Township of Clinton, County of Hunterdon and State of New Jersey. Adequate notice of this meeting has been given in accordance with the Open Public Meetings Act, in that an annual notice was published in the Hunterdon County Democrat, and the notice of an agenda for this meeting was posted on the township website, bulletin boards at the front of the municipal building, front door of the public safety building, and faxed to the Hunterdon County Democrat, the Express Times, Current News, the Hunterdon Review, and the Star Ledger no later than the Friday prior to the meeting. Madam Secretary, would you call the roll, please?
Yes, Mr. Chairman, but before I do that, could I please ask everyone to mute yourself until you're speaking? We're getting a lot of background noise.
I was going to say the same thing. Please mute yourselves until you're talking.
They're not that special, but the board attorney and the board secretary and the board chair are going to remain unmuted.
Okay.
Oh, that's much better. Ms. Butcher?
Hey, well, now that they're unmuted, they're going to have to unmute themselves.
Could you hear me?
Now we can.
Now I can.
Now you can?
Okay. Yes, thank you. Mr. Glaser?
Here.
Mr. Higgins?
Here.
Mr. Kilduff?
Absent.
Ms. Kleinhans?
Here.
Mr. Kochanowski?
Absent.
Mr. Lazarus?
Here.
Mr. Scheich?
Here.
And Mr. Semay?
Here.
And Mr. Chairman?
Thank you. First up, we have meeting minutes for July 20th. 2020. They were distributed by Denise. Anybody have any questions or comments or changes or concerns with those minutes? I see the eligible members as Mr. Glaser, Mr. Higgins, Kleinhans, and Mr. Lazarus. If there's no questions or concerns, there a motion?
Lazarus, so moved.
Thank you. Is there a second?
I second it.
Ms. Kleinhans, thank you. Roll call.
Mr. Glaser?
Yes.
Mr. Higgins?
Yes.
Ms. Kleinhans?
Yes.
And Mr. Lazarus?
Yes.
The motion carries.
Thank you. So everybody, we're going to go first up. There are no resolutions. Bear with us here. We're trying to make sure we can manage the technology a little better as we're presenting and sharing screens. But this first item is the capital improvement review, North Hunterdon High School, 1440 Route 31, Block 79, Lot 1. North Hunterdon High School desires to improve student safety and campus security by installing safety bollards and reinforced masonry ceiling platforms at the student drop-off and also constructing a security office within the school adjacent to the vestibule. Additional work is replacing existing concrete and flagstone walkways with new concrete, adding a metal fascia to the existing canopy.
There we go, Denise.
I'm seeing it, Denise.
I think I finally got it. Okay.
There we go. Very nice.
Good. So, John, do you want to give a real quick overview of just the capital review process and then let the North team go?
So the board's done this in the past, and the statute is NJSA 4055D-31A. Denise, can you do me a favor? Can you mute yourself?
Yes, one second. I have to get back to that screen. Oh, God. Now that I'm sharing, I can't get back there.
I tell you what, well, just the last Board of Adjustment meeting, it seemed when you muted yourself, we had better sound, but let's just go for it. It's more important to have the screen sharing and have a little feedback. So I'm going to plow on. 31A says whenever the planning board shall have adopted any portion of a master plan, the governing body or other public agency having jurisdiction over the subject matter, before taking action necessitating the expenditure of any public funds incidental to the location, character, or extent of such project, shall refer the action involving such project to the planning board for review and recommendation in conjunction with the master plan. So in this case, the Board of Education is the public body. Before expending any public funds on their project, they're supposed to come to the planning board for review and recommendation in conjunction with the master plan. This is a non-binding recommendations, and the review, I guess the review is non-binding also, but the board's supposed to look at the project, compare it to the master plan, and make a determination whether it's consistent or inconsistent. And if the board has any recommendations for changes in the project, you tell the Board of Education, and we don't do a resolution. Denise then does a letter to the Board of Education, and she CCs the state Department of Education. So the applicant's attorney is here tonight, so I ask her to enter her appearance and then present whichever witness she's going to present to explain to the board the project, and then we can ask the board planning expert if there's anything in his opinion which is inconsistent between this project and the township master plan.
Good.
Thank you. Mr. Drill, this is Teresa Moore, counsel for the school board. I'm with Riker, Danzig, Shearer, Highland, and Peretti in Morristown. Thank you very much to the board for reviewing this project, which has to do with improvements to the security at North Hunterdon High School right up the street from the office there. We do have with us our architect, Jim Lolly, who is prepared to make a presentation about the project. You've read already the scope of the project. It's very focused on one entrance to the building, which is called the drop-off entrance or the theater entrance, because the theater is near, the auditorium is near there. And the proposed improvements are meant to further provide security to the inhabitants of the school building. We have already made an application or submitted these plans to the New Jersey Department of Education, and now we invite your review and recommendation. So, Jim, would you like to take it from here?
Certainly.
Where is Jim? I saw him before.
I have the blue sky background.
Yeah, that's right. Can you raise your right hand? You swear or affirm that the testimony you're going to give in this proceeding is the truth, the whole truth, and nothing but the truth?
I swear.
And start off, what is the background that you have on tonight?
I wish I could tell you specifically where it is, but I like to think it's in Montana.
Okay, fine. Montana. Ahead.
All right, thank you. Yes, my name again is Jim Lolly. I'm with the Spiesel Architectural Group, and I'm a senior project manager with the firm in charge of the project at North Hunterdon High School. As you had read in the application, and Teresa had intimated, is that We're looking to improve the safety of the students in the school and provide extra security and also take care of some deteriorating conditions within the plaza itself. I think Denise has control of the screen. If she can go to 86. Of the overall, that's the site plan or the aerial view of the school. If she can, if she can zoom into that black box.
What do you want Denise to show?
She had the site plan of the aerial view. I'm sorry, it's an aerial photograph of the school. There it is.
You want her to blow up the box in the middle. Is that correct?
Yes.
Okay, so Denise, see if you can zoom in as far as much as you can. You're at 25%. Bring it up to 100 and see what happens.
Yeah, that's pretty good.
There we go. And for this exercise, that's fine.
We're looking for perfection. 65% is good, Denise. That's great.
Perfect. So that's the existing plaza. If you see that red X, that's the existing plaza. You'll see a couple trees in there. To the left is the student drop-off. Along the curve of the drop-off, we're looking to install approximately 11 safety bollards. There are no bollards there now, but we're looking to install 11 safety bollards spaced approximately 5 to 6 feet apart. That would prevent vehicles from driving into the plaza. Sorry, but that's what they're there. In doing so, we will be replacing the existing concrete walk to install those bollards. A little further in, we would be placing what we call seating platforms. Essentially, those are just 3-foot square masonry benches for students to sit on while they're waiting to be picked up. And then to the right of the X is an existing canopy. That's what they call the theater entrance. And underneath the canopy, there's an existing flagstone walk that has deteriorated into a point where it's a safety issue, a trip and hazardous condition. And inside that entrance would be a new security office off the vestibule, where a security officer would be watching over the plaza through a new glass, a new window. To have a visual sight line into the vestibule itself and communication apparatus to talk to someone who visitors or students as they come in. Denise, if you're to go to the next sheet.
Yeah, I don't know why.
And you have to zoom out or pan around to get to that top. Where the show's work.
That's the guy presenting changes to North.
We have people talking in the background, so
yeah.
I ask that everyone please mute themselves other than right now Jim Lally, Denise, the chairman, and myself.
So this is a blow-up of the plaza, and this is the proposed work. To the left, you'll see the drop-off and the curve. I'll call it a hatched area where it's stippled. That's the concrete. That's the new concrete. And if you can probably zoom in a little bit, you'll be able to see the safety bollards that will be installed there. And then the five black squares or gray squares, those are the seating platforms to add additional security into the plaza to prevent vehicles from entering the plaza.
How many feet are between those seating squares?
the seating squares, you can zoom in. It might be 10 feet or so, plus or minus.
Okay, so if the bollards are going to prevent vehicles, the seating square is not going to prevent vehicles if there's 10 feet between them, right?
Well, if someone's driving at high speed, it's going to be tough the way they're angled and situated. It's going to be tough to try and maneuver at a high speed to get through those. So it's
okay.
And then, Denise, if you pan right. That hatched area represents some new concrete where we're replacing the stone walk area. And that represents the silhouette of the canopy above with the curve that the up top. That's handicap access. Denise, if you go to sheet three. There you go. And if you pan, keep going to the right, and if you can zoom into that plan in the upper right-hand corner there. There you go. So as you walk in, this is oriented a little bit different than
again, Kimberly Gray, whoever you are, your box is lighting up, which means you have people talking. You got to mute yourself, whoever you are, please. You're still not muted. Okay, now you're muted. Thank you. Go ahead, Mr. Lally.
Sure. Thank you. So as you enter in to the entrance, you'll see those doors. To the right is the new security office. Essentially, that's where the security officer will be monitoring the plaza and the students and the visitors who might be coming in through that entrance. It's merely installing of two partitions and two new doors to the inside. Obviously, we'll be adding some mechanical equipment for heating and cooling. There'll be an outdoor unit, a small condensing unit on a small pad, concrete grade. So that's the interior work. If you go to the next sheet, Denise, sheet four, and if you can pan out a little bit, there you go. So if you see the letters North Hunterdon High School, we're not proposing any signage at this time, but we are proposing a 3-foot-high metal fascia in green color to match the other green roofs in that general area. Just make the entrance a little more top, and it would tie into the other entrances. The letters would be coming. That would come at a later time, within the next year or two, I presume. That pretty much sums up the extent of the work that we're proposing, and I'll be more than willing to answer any questions.
So most of this is really not visible outside of the property, outside of that courtyard. Is that correct?
I think that's fair to say.
It's a pretty long view all the way out to Regal.
Yeah, about 2 football fields, maybe 3.
Yeah. So it's mostly safety, security driven in the courtyard where the drop-off is.
Yes, sir.
Anybody on the board have any questions?
What property is
it? Can you identify whoever's speaking? Can you identify yourself?
Lazarus, planning board member. What prompted this? Anything particular?
I couldn't hear the question. I'm sorry.
What prompted this? I'm just curious. I went north. I'm playing with property.
I'm sorry, I'm still having trouble.
He asked what prompted this?
What prompted this?
Yes. Right, Mr. Lesnar?
I did not know the answer to that. I can't say it was any.
Hi, Mr. Lally. It's Sandra here. That was actually, I had two questions, and the first one is exactly to the point that was just made. What's the rationale for the improvements? Is it in connection with upgrades that are to do with meeting certain safety regulations, perhaps?
So why don't we ask the applicant's attorney, Teresa Moore, maybe she'll know the answer to that. The architect apparently was told, design this. So he doesn't obviously know why he was asked to do it. So Ms. Moore, do you know anything about what prompted this? You have to unmute yourself.
I'm trying.
Now you did it. But you just muted yourself again. You were unmuted.
There okay. We go.
There you go.
I've been trying to unmute myself ever since the question was asked. I don't know why I wasn't able to. The reason is that this is one of in a series of safety measures that the school district has taken at the two high schools that comprise the district. There has been a security office already installed at the main entrance of North Hunterdon High School, and now we are at a point where we would like to be able to have another one installed at another major entrance point to the building. The very large building, the front door area cannot be seen if you are in the drop-off area. It's well around the corner, and yet that drop-off area is used very frequently. So we believe we need additional security there.
Right. So, I mean, like, in essence, there's two gateways into North Hunterdon, and the front 31 gateway has more or less this, and the Seasonal Road one doesn't. Is that more or less what we're going for?
I'm sorry, there was a lot of static. I didn't know.
He said that this is like the second gateway to the school. So the first gateway has these security measures. So is the concept that let's put these security measures at the second gateway?
Yes, exactly. There are bollards, by the way, at the front entrance, the main front entrance. So this would mirror that in a sense.
Right. And I mean, the students, I mean, the students who park their own cars mostly will almost exclusively enter from this gateway that we're talking about, you know, whereas once getting dropped off from the front gateway itself. So they're really where the players are located, their own, these two gateways.
That's right. The student parking lot is much closer to the entrance, the theater entrance, to the main entrance.
Okay. Thank you.
Thank you.
Any other board members have any questions?
I think Sandra said she had two questions. That was her first, but I don't think she asked her second question.
Thanks, John. Appreciate that. Yeah, thanks, Ms. Moore. The second was okay, so I understand that this is really just about bringing analogous safety measures to another very important egress. And I was just curious, how is this being funded? Is this sort of, you know, in connection with that safety piece that you were talking about? Is that coming from outside the district to meet that cost?
I don't have all the details of how it's being funded, but we're not floating the bond, if that's what you're doing.
Hi, I'm unmuted. This is Katie Blue, the business administrator for North Hunterdon Forest East. Can everyone hear me?
Yes. Can we just get you sworn? How do you spell your name?
Catherine, K-A-T-H-R-Y-N. And the last name is Blue, and it's spelled B-L-E-W.
Okay. Can you raise your right hand? And do you swear or affirm that the testimony you're about to give will be the truth, the whole truth, and nothing but the truth?
Yes.
Okay. So you can answer how that's being funded?
Yes, I can absolutely answer that. This project was a budgeted capital improvement project during the last budget season, so it's something that we were already anticipating to spend, so it is out of our typical general fund.
Okay. Thank you, Ms.
Wood.
Appreciate it.
Just so you know, other boards of education, when they do their capital improvement budget, they bring that, the whole conglomerate of all the projects, to the board in one fell swoop. And if they get everything reviewed, then you don't have to come back piecemeal project by project. So you might want to consider that. I'm telling that to Ms. Moore. She could take that back to the powers that be. It's a much more efficient way of doing things.
Absolutely. We will do that in the future.
Mm-hmm. Good. Any other board members have any questions?
Board Kevin, you want to ask Tom Behrens, the planning expert? First of all, does anyone on the applicant's team, the architect, you know this? What zone is North Hunterdon High School located in?
That's on the application.
We're all residential, 4S.
And are schools allowed in that zone?
I do not know the answer to that, sir.
I'm not certain. I certainly hope so.
I don't want to testify. Tom, can we get you sworn? Tom Behrens, are you on?
Yeah, sorry. I'm just unmuting myself.
Okay. You're the board planning expert, correct?
Correct.
Okay. You have your hand up. I see. Do you swear or affirm that the testimony you're about to give in this proceeding will be the truth, the whole truth, nothing but the truth?
Yes, I do.
Can you confirm the zone in which the school is located in?
I believe it is RR4S. I'm sorry, I was not privy to all the details of this application, but I could get a conclusion to this question fairly quickly. If you just
let's get the conclusion.
Okay.
Please.
Well, so looking in the list of permitted uses for the R residence districts, which I believe this would fall under.
It does.
So there are municipal uses and facilities, which, you know, this is a regional school obviously used by the municipality. So in that context.
Yeah, but there's this. Tom, hold on for 1 second. I do not want to testify.
Let me step back for a second. As a permitted conditional uses include public and private schools.
That's right.
There you go.
There we go.
Okay. Okay. So if, let me ask you this. Is the master plan consistent with that ordinance, or is it put another way? Is that ordinance consistent with the master plan?
It is.
Okay.
Correct.
So if you say that, because the ordinance is consistent with the master plan, that one of the intents and purposes of the master plan is to have schools in this zone where North Hunterdon High School is located.
Correct. When the ordinance was created and as it's been amended, it identifies and it's well known that the school is there and, you know, needs to be updated from time to time.
Right.
And
so in your opinion, if you're doing security upgrades, is that consistent or inconsistent or not inconsistent with the master plan? Would you actually say that that's consistent with the master plan in this case?
I would say, in fact, it's very much consistent with the master plan.
Okay. So, Mr. Chairman, the board's role is to determine whether it's consistent, inconsistent, or not inconsistent. Your board planning expert has rendered an opinion that, in his professional opinion, it's consistent. So that's one part of the review.
Right.
The other part is, do any board members have any recommendations to make, or are they totally satisfied with the plan as has been presented?
Anybody have any suggestion, recommendations?
If not, my suggestion is don't make a motion.
Yeah, let me just, John, I know I'm going out of, but I notice a bunch of public is on this call, and I'm presuming it's for the next, but let me just ask the public for if they have anything to ask or say on this review.
And just so you understand, that's perfectly fine to do, but there's no requirement.
I understand. I understand. I'm doing this out of transparency and a desire to hear the public.
Got it.
Not hearing the public, I think the next step would be a motion to write a letter, or is that how we do this, John?
Yeah, the motion to direct – well, it's a motion to determine that the project is fill in the blank. Consistent, not inconsistent, or inconsistent with the master plan, and in this case, with the planning board having no recommendations for improvements. So you guys need to fill in the blank.
So moved.
Yeah, but so moved for what?
Do you want to say not inconsistent, John, or consistent?
Well, this is one of those few cases. You might actually want to say it's consistent.
I would say consistent.
That's Lazarus.
Is there a second?
Second, Higgins.
Thank you, Mr. Mayor. Roll call.
Ms. Butcher? Ms. Butcher?
Unmute.
Yes. Mr. Glazer?
Yes.
Mr. Higgins?
Yes.
Ms. Kleinhans?
Yes. Yeah.
Mr. Lazarus?
Yes.
Mr. Scheich?
Yes.
And Mr. Sumay?
Yes.
The motion
Mr. Chairman, I assume that you were going to ask and direct the board secretary to draft a letter to the Board of Education recounting that the board reviewed the application under 31A capital review. The board found that the project is consistent with the master plan and had no recommendation. Is that what you want Denise to do?
Yes.
Hey, Denise, I'll review it if you want to. Your call.
And
okay, John.
Thank you. And to the North team, as Mr. Drill mentioned, you know, if you bring a bunch of these together, it could maybe make the process a little easier. It's up to you.
Thank you. We'll certainly abide by your recommendation on that point. Thank you all.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Okay, next we have a couple of public hearings, and we are all on Annandale Village LLC, the former Fox Seal and Municipal Building, Block 53, Lot 3. So I think there's an extension of time and a minor subdivision and a final site plan, et cetera, so I'm going to throw it over to Mr. Drill and the applicant.
All right, so I saw the applicant attorney, Vince Bisogno, is on, so I'll ask him to unmute himself and make his appearance for the record. He's there somewhere.
Yeah.
He's got to unmute himself. Vince, if you go to the bottom of the screen.
We got it.
There he is.
You got me?
Yep.
Okay. My name is Vincent Bisogno, and I represent Annandale Village, LLC. As you know, we are the contract purchaser of 6 West Street, which is the former municipal building. We were previously before the board in 2018, and we were seeking minor subdivision approval, site plan approval, and variances. On October 15, 2018, the board granted preliminary site plan approval and minor subdivision approval and variances. As you know, this application is to renovate and reduce in size the former municipal building, and also to construct in the rear of the former municipal building, a 2.5-story, 10-unit apartment house. To this south of the municipal building, we are constructing a municipal parking lot that will be the property of the Township of Clinton. That will be described in more detail by our. Is that noise from me?
Don't worry about it. Minor. Keep on going.
All right. We are here for three reliefs. Number one, we need an extension of time to have the plan signed. You gave us originally until April 15, 2019 to get the plan signed by Mr. Simini and the board secretary. We were unable to do that. We got an extension of time. And I wrote a letter on July 27, 2020, requesting additional time to have the plan signed by the board chairman and the board secretary. I've been informed by our engineer that the plan's basically complete, except for some minor changes that we have to make based upon comments from various board professionals as to the latest plan. And we are requesting a time to, in order to place, say, to December 30th. I originally requested November 2nd, but we're requesting time to December
30th. A wise move.
Yes. the second form of relief, seeking final major site plan approval. That basically is completing the plans according to the preliminary approval and making sure we accept signs that were in the resolution of approval for the preliminary site plan. We'll hear from our engineer about that regarding changes that were made to the plan from preliminary to final and any additional changes. The third form of relief is for a minor subdivision. He gave us a minor subdivision back in 2018, but we were unable to perfect it, and we ran out of time to perfect the minor subdivision. So we had to refile again, which we did. We served the public and published in the newspaper, and we are seeking the minor subdivision approval. That minor subdivision approval will create two lots. Lots 3.02 will be the municipal parking lot, which will have 30 spaces and be paved, have lighting, it will be landscaped, and it will be used by the public. And also the commercial use on the new lot we are creating, lot 3.01. Lot 3.01 is where the former municipal building was located. And that building is about 16 to 18,000 square feet. We are reducing the structure to 3,800 square feet. And we're going to have a restaurant on the first floor, and on the second floor will be one apartment housing, and second will be a market rate unit. That's the front of the property facing West Street. In the back of the property, we are constructing a 2.5-story, 10-unit apartment. As a result of this application for minor subdivision, two variances arise, and they are for lot coverage on the municipal parking lot. 75% is a maximum allowed. We are at 78.9, and you will hear the reasons for that. And the second variance is for front yard on West Street for the municipal building, the old municipal building. We were required by the County of Hunterdon to give them an easement for property in the street adjacent to the municipal building. And that is why the variance arise. It's only an easement. The setback to the property line will still be in excess of 15 feet, but because your ordinance in terms of easements also, we need a variance from the 15-foot setback to 11.5 feet. Those are the variances that are involved.
Just a quick, so I was asked by a board member about one of the prior variances that had been granted for the foundation planting, and the answer to her question is why they're not mentioning that tonight. They are mentioning the two variances they need to re-subdivide. Again, as Mr. Bisogno mentioned, they were granted in Resolution 2018-09, preliminary site plan approval, minor subdivision approval. A minor subdivision approval is the equivalent of a final subdivision approval, with C1 and C2 variances both for the subdivision and the site plan. So because they need the new minor subdivision, that's why they need the coverage variance in the front yard setback variance again. They don't need the variances for the final site plan because the variances that were granted in the preliminary site plan are still in full force and effect. So again, just to make it clear, the two variances that Mr. Bisogno mentioned are required for the subdivision approval because they have to do it again from scratch. The variances that were granted with the preliminary site plan are still in effect, so they don't need any new variances for the final site plan. But now I'm going to mute myself again.
Thank you,
Suzanne. Does that answer your question? Okay, if she hasn't said anything, I'm going to assume it answered her question.
Yes, it answered my question. Thank you.
Okay, great.
Just to continue, I have two witnesses tonight, Chris Nusser, our engineer and planner, and Rob Fernandez, who is the member of Annandale Village, LLC. And I'm going to call Chris Nusser first.
Okay, well, let's get everyone sworn first. So we'll get Mr. Nusser, Mr. Fernandez. Who do we have as the board experts tonight? I saw that we have Tom Behrens, and I thought I saw Larry Plevier. Are there any other board experts? I saw some reports from some other board experts. I saw... Well, let me ask Denise. Denise, we have Dennis Bertland's historic report. We have a lighting report from another engineer, Matt McDonald, and we have Jim Mazzucco, who is the board's landscape expert. So,
yeah.
I'm going to ask everyone to raise their right hand. And does everyone swear or affirm the testimony they're going to give in this proceeding will be the truth, the whole truth, and nothing but the truth? So I hope nothing but the truth.
Yes,
I do.
I do.
I'm going to ask Mr. Nusser, please just identify yourself so everyone can see who you are. Just say hello. Spell your last name. Chris, can you spell your last name just so the board can see you speak?
Sure. Nusser, N-U. S-S-E-R.
Okay. Mr. Fernandez, same from you. Can you introduce yourself, spell your last name? That once you speak, the board will see you up on the screen.
Sure. My name is Rob Fernandez. F-E-R-N-A-N-D-E-S.
All right. So let's start with the board planning expert. Please identify yourself and spell your last name.
Tom Behrens, board planner with Breakfast Associates.
Okay. Board's engineering expert.
Larry Plevier, P-L-E-V-I-E-R with Mott McDonald.
Okay. Larry, do you have the, I'm spacing on his name. Do we have Jason Harkins on the phone or not? I mean, on the call or not?
No, he's not on the call.
Okay. So you can cover his comments if there's any questions?
Yeah, there's questions.
Okay, and I thought I saw Jim Mazzucco on the line, the board's landscape architectural expert. Am I correct, Jim? Are you on the line?
Yes, I'm here.
Okay, can you identify yourself and spell your last name for the record?
Sure, Jim Mazzucco, M-A-Z-Z-U-C-C-O, with Bosenberg and Company Landscape Architecture.
Hey, Denise, have I missed anybody?
Dennis Portland.
Oh, so, sorry, Dennis.
Thank you. I was just about to say that.
Dennis, spell your last name.
B-E-R-T-L-A-N-D.
And you're the historic preservation expert?
That's correct.
Okay. I'm now going to mute myself and let Vince take it from here.
Yes, Chris Nusser. I call Chris Nusser. Chris,
I'm here.
Was sworn in? You were sworn in, right? Okay.
Yes.
Were you sworn in?
Yes.
Okay. Chris, can you tell the board your occupation?
Sure. I'm a licensed professional engineer and planner.
Okay. Have you ever testified before this board in Clinton Township?
Yes.
Okay. In fact, you were the engineer at the last meeting in regarding when we received preliminary site plan approval and minor subdivision approval and variances?
I think I was actually on vacation that week and somebody
Okay.
But I've appeared before this board a number of times.
Okay. Mr. Chairman, I don't know if you want me to go through Chris's qualifications or will the board accept him as an engineer and a planner?
Yeah, we unless anybody on the board has any questions, we've seen Mr. Nusser before, we'll accept him.
Thank you.
Thank you. Chris, the one of the first reliefs that we're seeking is additional time to have the plan signed by the board chairman and the board secretary. I originally requested November 2nd, and I am now requesting December 31st. Can you tell us the status of the plans and whether you think we can have them done by that date?
Absolutely. Yeah, we believe we'll have those done in advance of that date. The current status is that we have some outstanding outside agencies that we need to satisfy, and then there's a couple of minor comments that were provided as part of the final site plan that need to get incorporated into both the final and the preliminary site plan review. Ultimately, one of the outstanding items is the Hunterdon County Planning Board approval, which kind of requires the minor site plan approval, or sorry, minor subdivision approval to be perfected along with it to kind of get everything to go down the line and knock off all the approvals.
But just a quickie, the extension is for the time within which to get the preliminary site plan signed, correct?
Correct.
Correct.
This has nothing to do with getting any final site plan signed, correct?
Correct.
That's correct.
Okay.
Yep. Chris, okay. In regard to the final site plan that you prepared, how is it different from the preliminary site plan that was approved by this board?
Can I ask you one?
Sure.
Just to keep the board's mind straight, you have three things you're seeking. Can you go through each one and then get votes on them? Not like
Sure.
Everything and ask for the votes at the end. Can you right now just go for whatever you got to do to get the extension of time to sign those preliminary plans by 12/31/2020? Do you have any other questions to ask them to get that done? Can you just do that and get a vote on that?
I have no further questions. Ask them on that. So, you want to take a vote on that?
So, John, this is pretty straightforward. We get these all the time, right? The same.
That's correct.
The same script, the same logic, you know, that it makes sense to do this rather than rehash things.
Right.
So,
put it different. If you don't grant them the extension,
right,
and the thing becomes void, you're going to have to apply for it again. You're going to have to hear the whole thing again.
Yeah.
If the ordinance hasn't changed any.
Yep.
And it hasn't.
Makes sense. Right.
Right.
So, board members, everybody okay with that? Anybody have any concerns or questions?
But before you do, make also the public, besides the board, see if the public has any questions about the extension.
I will. Let me do the board members. You good? Board professionals?
No. Can I just say, as a board member, I mean,
again, Lazarus, you got to identify yourself for the record.
You just identified me, Mr. Chair.
I know.
Thank you very much.
I know.
As a longtime Annandale advocate myself, as a former council member, you know, moving this project along is a priority, to put it mildly. We moved along the train station, we moved along the lumberyard redevelopment. This is like the last big thing in Annandale. So just throwing that out there. Anyway, I'm done.
Yep. No, let me go, because I do see a lot of public on here. Does anybody from the public have any questions or comments or concerns about extending this deadline?
Yes. Hi, this is Tim Brosnan from One West Street.
Hey, Mr. Brosnan, how do you spell your last name?
B as in boy, R O S as in Sam, N like Nancy, A N like Nancy.
Okay, and what's your address again?
One West Street.
One West. And this is for
Mr. Chairman, is questions or questions and comments?
I think this is related to the extension of time only, because we're sort of dividing this up.
Okay, so let me get Mr. Brosman sworn in, just in case he also has comments. But again, Mr. Brosman, this is only on the request for the extension of time within which they have to get their preliminary site plan signed off on. So, Mr. Brosman, can you please raise your right hand? And do you swear or affirm that the testimony that you're about to give will be the truth, the whole truth, and nothing but the truth?
I do.
Okay.
You're on, Mr. Brosman.
could you just give some clarification on what outside agencies still need to issue approval? You mentioned the county planning board, but maybe you could clarify which other outside agencies are involved.
Okay, so Mr. Nusser, that's a question for you.
So we're waiting on the county, and we're waiting on the DEP to issue the treatment works approval for the relocation of the sewer line.
Okay. Thank you.
Thank you. Anybody else on this piece? You can ask questions and comments on the others later, but on this extension of time, anybody else have any questions or comments?
Yes, I would like to make a comment. This is Catherine Rehimaki from 9 West Street in Annandale.
Okay, hold on.
I'd be happy to spell my name for you.
Yeah, you have to do it nice and slowly, too. First and last name.
C-A-T-H-E-R-I-N-E.
Okay.
And the last name is spelled R-I-I-H-I-M-A-K-I.
Okay. Can you raise your right hand?
Certainly.
Do you swear or affirm that the testimony you're about to give will be the truth, the whole truth, and nothing but the truth?
Yes.
Okay.
I appreciate Mr. Lazarus's comment about this being a priority for Annandale. I was looking at my notes, and it was back in 2014 that I came to the town council with a box of debris from this building that had blown into my yard, and Mr. Semay was mayor at that time. It has been deeply frustrating to see this project that has been told to us was shovel ready back when we bought our house across the street in 2008. And that there has still not been anything done to this property. So while I appreciate the need to have an extension so that all of the paperwork is finalized, I would urge everyone involved in this to actually get this done in something that resembles some element of urgency, because the building has only gotten worse and we have given up collecting debris. But I have to say that the awning above that building is on the verge of falling down. I have an 8-year-old who, you know, could be under that building at any time. The latest hurricane has not touched things at all. And so if there can be just an assurance that this is actually going to happen, because I feel like we have put all of our eggs in this one basket. And, you know, the fact that this project has been talked about for years and years and years and still not happened is incredibly frustrating, obviously. You can tell in my voice. And so I would like to know specifically when the actual construction is going to happen, because I've heard for years, any moment now. Thank you.
So, Mr. Bisogno, is this a question for you or for Mr. Nusser? Who's going to answer her question?
I think it's a question for Mr. Fernandez.
Okay, so Mr. Fernandez was sworn, so yes. Why don't you just have him answer the question right now? Good idea.
Rob?
Sure. clearly, I'd like to start the project as soon as possible.
Mr. Fernandez, just can you identify, again, we know you, but can you identify yourself for the record and your connection with the applicant? You're the managing member, et cetera, et cetera. Just identify yourself.
Sure. Rob Fernandez, and I'm the president of Annandale Village, LLC. And to answer your question, Catherine, I would certainly like to start the project as soon as possible. There are a lot of incidentals with this project that are taking time with regard to, you know, the state historic preservation situation, some easements that needed to take place. There's still a couple of hurdles that we need to deal with after we get this approval to get an easement for the historic preservation. So that's actually got to be done by the town before they can transfer ownership or sell the property to me. So your question is not that simply answered, but I would say that this is going to take at least a few more months. You heard that we're looking to get the extension on the signatures till the end of the year. I would hope that at that time we'll have everything done and be starting the project through the winter.
Thank you.
Thank you. I think it's fair to say that, I know as a former mayor, and Mr. Lazarus mentioned as a former councilman, and I know the current mayor is on, everybody from the town is as anxious as the Annandale Village residents are to get this done. Extending this extension here, in no way is the town or the township or the planning board trying to slow anything down. We're just trying to give the approval, the amount of time that are needed. Unfortunately, the week of the state approval authorities. Anybody else have any questions on this aspect of the application?
Yeah, this is David Pepper.
Hold on. David Pfeffer, please spell your last name.
P-F-E-F-F-E-R.
And your address?
43 Hermantown Road.
Okay, can you raise your right hand? And
yep.
Do you swear that or affirm that any testimony that you give will be the truth, the whole truth, and nothing but the truth?
I do.
Okay.
All right, so I was on the board in 2018 when we approved this, so I'm just going based off of memory, and I got a copy of the resolution that we had passed at that time. I noticed in the letter they got on the screen that there's also an additional amendment being requested to substitute the historic, the country historic expert. So I wasn't sure if that's she voted on right now.
Yeah, Mr. Pfeffer, now there are three aspects of relief the application that the applicant requests. The first one, which is the extension of the time to sign the preliminary plans, that has nothing to do with changing any of the conditions in the preliminary site plan. That is subject to their other application. They have three applications on. One, again, that's the extension. The second is to modify conditions and grant the final. And then that third one is to re-grant the minor subdivision approval. So this extension has nothing to do with any modification of any conditions.
Okay, I wasn't sure if it was getting rolled in only because the agenda showed it as the extension, then a minor subdivision approval, and then final.
You know what? You're right. The agenda does show that. The request for an extension and to modify the condition.
Yeah.
Okay, you know what? I am wrong. You are 100% correct. Mr. Bresagno, you need someone to address why you want condition D1E modified.
That was in regard to replacing one person with Mr. Bretlin, because he was more familiar with the plan. So we requested that the board allow Mr. Bretlin to modify.
Right, but the request was not simply to switch the reviewer from Mr. Hanrahan to Mr. Bertland. The request is also to modify the conditions to eliminate some of the conditions that came from Mr. Hanrahan's report. And in fact, Mr. Bertland wrote a report dated August 24th, 2020, on exactly which conditions he thinks should be changed. So I'm just wondering the best way to handle this, I think, is Mr. Pfeffer is correct. It's part of the extension because it's not simply you're going to have to make these changes by X date. You're going to make changes, but that assumes that you're going to have some of these conditions modified. So maybe the best way to do this
is to put Mr. Bertland on, since he wrote the report, and let him explain why he thinks those conditions should be modified. How does that sound?
That's fine.
Mr. Chairman, does that sound all right to you?
Yes.
Mr. Bertland, are you on?
I am on. Thank you.
And now, I don't know if the board remembers whether you've ever testified before them or not. So why don't, even though you're a board historic preservation expert, why don't you give us the benefit of your educational background, your qualifications, so that the board could formally qualify you in this proceeding and everyone can hear what your background is and what your specialty is?
Very good. I have a BS degree from the University of Virginia in city planning. I did graduate work at Columbia University in the Historic Preservation Program, and I have been qualified by the State Preservation Office. I meet the requirements as an architectural historian. And I have worked on preservation projects throughout New Jersey for over 40 years, and specifically in Hunterdon County on many projects.
And when you say you've been qualified as an architectural historian by the state, do you mean by SHPO, the State House?
Right, New Jersey Historic Preservation Office.
Okay.
I meet the requirements for doing projects that are funded by state grant monies.
Okay. I guess, Mr. Chairman, why don't you see if any board members have any questions on his qualifications or any members of the public?
Does anybody on the board have any questions about Mr. Bertland's qualifications?
Mr. Yep. Pepper, you have any questions about Mr. Bertland's qualifications?
Nope.
He's saying that he is qualified as an architectural historian, and the board is using him as a historic preservation expert. Okay, it seems like Mr. Pepper has no questions. So, Mr. Chairman, you want to qualify Mr. Bertland as an architectural historian and an historic preservation expert?
Yes.
All right, so Mr. Bertland, can you go through at least the part of your memo explaining why, and I think that it is on page 2 of your memo, the second section that's entitled Architectural Review, Building Design Requirement, New Multifamily Residential Structure, and it's A through G, and those correspond with the conditions, I believe, in condition D1E. Am I correct about that?
I assume they are. These were the ones that I was working with, I think. I can't exactly say those are the same numbers, but.
I have the resolution here, so hold on. This is resolution 2018-09, and the conditions – hold on one second.
Yeah, no, let's keep going.
So the conditions are on page 26 of 31, and the conditions are found in section D of the resolution is conditions. One are plan revisions in E, and E says the following comments emanating in the memo to the board from Michael Hanrahan, who is the board's architectural expert, dated July 31, 2018. And there are two sets of conditions. First one is architectural review, building design requirement, existing structure, A through D. And then the second set of Mr. Hanrahan's conditions are under the title architectural review, building design requirement, new multifamily residential structure, and those are A through G. And Mr. Bertland, you copied those conditions into your report, and then in bold, you explained why the condition should either be removed or replaced with something else. So can you go through your memo point by point, explaining to the board why, in your opinion, these particular conditions should either be removed or replaced with other language?
All right. as a just as a piece of background, in my first paragraph of the my letter, I state that my comments are based on two particular things. One of the recommendations of the Fox Seals General Store Historic Assessment Report that I prepared for Clinton Township in April of 2016, where I studied the building and analyzed its historic fabric, and to provide a guide for whoever might want to work on the building and adaptively reuse it. And secondly, it's based on the conditions outlined in a letter from the New Jersey Historic Preservation Office to the Township of 2017, which stipulated that the projects must meet the Secretary of the Interior standards for the treatments of historic properties rehabilitation. So that's how I informed my review of these particular conditions, just so everyone is aware of that. Which section would you like me to address first?
Well, why don't you go in order of your memo? Okay, even though fine. I suggested skipping down, don't skip down. Just go right in the order of your memo, starting on the top of page two.
The first one, we talked about the original condition was specifying true divided light shall be used if not, we'll simulated true wooden windows with a grill. And the storefront windows should be similarly detailed. We said my recommendation is this should be removed because there's a note on the drawing that all the work will comply with the Secretary of the Interior's standards and the recommendations of the 2016 report. And that provides general language that will be able to make decisions about those windows. It will have to meet those standards, which are rigorous. And in some cases, since this is a rehabilitation, they may not require, it's not a restoration. So they give some flexibility with what's being done, just as long as it meets the standards. So that
I might be oversimplifying this, but again, without casting dispersions, basically what you're saying is, as an architectural historian, you believe that this condition is more appropriate than what the board's architectural expert, who's not an architectural historian and who's not a historic preservation expert, had recommended. Is that correct?
That's true. I think that the standards are more particular and provide guidance. Well, the other one is maybe too specific.
Okay, keep on going.
So in the B, the note says that the paint analysis should be provided for administrative review prior to the selection of colors. And this should replace the note that the color scheme selected for the exterior should be appropriate to the building's historic period and or physical evidence. This is a rehabilitation, not a museum restoration project. And paint analysis could involve taking samples of paint on a building and looking at it under a microscope and doing chemical analysis to look at the original colors. And that I don't think is necessarily appropriate for a rehabilitation project. I think it's sufficient that the color scheme be appropriate to the building's historical period if there's any physical evidence that comes to light, but not to require the applicant to take a very detailed, potentially expensive materials analysis because it's a rehabilitation, not a restoration.
Yeah, keep on going.
So item C, the note, the condition was that the plans should have a smooth textured hardy plank instead of should be used. Hardy plank is an artificial simulated wood product that they detail like clapboards. It can be detailed either with a smooth side or a side that looks like grained wood. Well, those of you who live in historic houses know that historic houses.
Dennis, we just lost you. Kevin, can you hear me?
I can hear. It just fumes like Dennis dropped off.
Yeah, correct. Dennis, you dropped off for a while. I thought it was my laptop, but apparently you dropped off. So can you, what you said, if you live in a historic house and you were talking about hardy plank, can you pick it up from there?
I said hardy plank should be smooth textured. C, that's what the code says. That's the appropriate way to do it. I agree with the general concept of that provision.
Okay.
Now, moving on to D, this note, the original note called for a hip roof instead of a hip roof, but I note that this note should be removed because the historic image of the building that we did uncover shows the low pitched hip roof, so that's more appropriate.
Yep. The, hip roof. And again, we are casting dispersion.
So
what you're saying is, right.
Yes, sir?
Yeah. We're having trouble hearing you, Dennis.
I don't know what to say.
How about this? Yep. Kevin, are you having trouble hearing all of us or just Dennis?
I'm hearing you. Dennis is the only one that seems to be dropping out.
Dennis, would you mind? Before we do this, Denise, if Dennis leaves the meeting, can he come back into the meeting?
Yes, he can.
Dennis, can you just leave the meeting and come back into the meeting to see if we improve the connectivity?
Denise, I can hear you better than I can hear Chairman. So why don't you tell me what it is he wants me to do?
Okay, what John is asking you to do is to sign out of the meeting and then try coming back in to see if your connection is better.
Okay, I will attempt to do that. Just X?
Yes.
That's signing out?
Correct.
I can just go back.
Okay. Mr. Dribble, if I may.
Yes.
I'm one of Dennis's issues, having spoken with him in the past, you're speaking very loudly, sometimes so loudly it's distorted.
Okay, I'll quiet down. How's that?
I know it's hard, but I think he's missing some of your questions because they are distorted.
Okay, thank you.
Okay.
Okay, am I still in the meeting?
Yes, you are.
Now we hear you.
So, Mr. Bertland, why don't you pick up right where you left off? You were about to move to the next section.
Okay, if I'm still in the meeting, would you like me to go?
Yes, please.
Okay. So, now we're going on to the building. And there are several conditions were proposed. And as a general rule, eight said that the windows should match the quality and the character of the existing building. I think that's the note should be followed by the Secretary of Interior standards. I think that's sufficient. And the same thing with B. The note should be said that the architectural plans of the colors and materialities of the new building relate to this structure. I recommend detailing of the new building should be compatible with the proposed new treatments